to God help us. And be a part of the infestation, but be a part of the new growth that is coming. You said it only. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, and in the sight of them. In Jesus' name I pray. Does everyone say amen?
Amen.
The parable that Jesus uses Peter. He tells Peter that you just can't keep count, basically, keep total of the offenses that may come against you because it's bigger than you. It's about the what's known as the kingdom of heaven. So sometimes, yeah, the immediate response is to fly off, or as Carrington said, how to put it, to put it aside,
suppress
it. I'm here to tell you tonight, that's not forgiveness. It's not forgiveness when we just act like we're not going to deal with it anymore, like it doesn't bother us. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is restoring that person, whether they ask for it or not, to a place where they were before. Now, maybe they never asked for it, but you have to, in your heart, allow it. There's a lot of people that will come back and say, I'm sorry for things I've said to you, what I've done to you. Not my job to do their God is requiring the servant to do his. The parable shows wonderfully how indebted we are to the Lord for every sin that we commit against the Lord. You can see over in the parable that 10,000 talents he owed to the Lord, his master. That's the sin debt of what he, symbolic of the sin debt that he had before the Lord. 10,000 talents, over $1 million back in the day. Still a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
And the parable shows us how even in our servanthood, because you see in the parable it's a servant, that we can still be very annoying. Paul said we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And you can see in the parable that he still has compassion on the very annoying. We can be very annoying. We can be annoying servants. We don't have to be, but we can be. The sin debt was very, very great. There's an account kept of the sin debt. Understand. There's an account kept of the sin debt. God's not that he's going to take your salvation, but understand that you're racking up a debt. When you don't do it, God wins. It's a debt that we can't ever fully pay. Those that don't know him, those that never accepted him as their savior, they will spend eternity in a place called paying out their debt for. It can't be paid. It cannot be paid. But thanks be to Jesus. That your sin debt was paid. and books. Now you're going to carry it into account. So why would you want to have your account over in insufficient parts? You know, this problem that Christ is talking about, he tries to drive it home by showing how much a debt it really is to the Lord, because he tells Peter, don't count, Peter. Don't try to keep a ticky-ticky-tack. You know how it is. We get a little, you know. I had somebody come to me the other day and talk about something that happened 4 years ago. Everybody was going, and I'm like, I'm sorry. But they had been like this. And they were just waiting for the right time to.
Talk about you want to pay me? You ain't nothing to pay.
Mm. We already beat. You know what we were saying is best. You ain't got a job. Mm. How you gonna pay? You can't pay me. But that's how we love you, but the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and did what? And did what? And loosed him. Again, child, listen. It has become such a powerful mechanism of the devil that it's easier for folks to be mad at each other than to do what? And do what?
People have, the offenses are so egregious
that's infected again. I keep saying it, it's infected the whole world. Unless you address it personally for yourself, you are infected. And the Lord is saying, now what you going to do about it? He knows you can't change the next person. He's not asking you to change the next person, is he? He's asking you to change yourself. Thank you. He's asking you to look at this in a way that the next person needs to look at it, but don't worry about them right now. Worry about yourself. He said, woe, but these offenses must come, but woe unto that man to whom the offense. You know, you can read the rest of this chapter when you go on and study. I mean, y'all can study the rest of this chapter. Stay here, study, because if you get it, then you need to start giving it away. And they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They don't think like this. Their heart is not like this. They might talk like this. They might pretend like this. Everybody wants to have a conversation, right? Everybody's trying to have a conversation, right? We need to talk. Well, then talk. There is no hope for the problems that are facing this nation. There is no hope for the problems that are facing this world apart from what God is trying to tell us right now. So the devil has his bait trap. Great bait. Easy bait. Folks tell each other, let's look at each other. Step on his shoes. Look at them the wrong way. Don't look at them the wrong way. Diss me for looking, diss me for not looking. Didn't give me my props. Disrespected me. Just everywhere. Diss me. That's it. Look in the same face. They will kill each other. It's called hate. It's called unforgiveness. And those offenses, God is trying to say, if you would just let me work with you, I want to show you how to open up your hand and get out of the devil's trap. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story and I'm going to die. Because I want you to think about the trap for the time that we get back together. The devil has a trap. You see what it is? The trap is set and he puts bait in it called offense. Big old trap. Now the world, they walk right up in the cage, the unsaved. They walk right up in the cage and get caught. Slam the door. And 4,000 years later, they still talking the same nonsense. 400 years later, they still talking the same nonsense. You see what I'm going to do? Sometimes you've got to deal with the same. The trap door is open. He won't let him close the door. Some reason, you still go for debate. For some reason, we still go on to debate. There's this tribe in Africa they hunt little monkeys.
That's their diet.
Huh. We eat nothing in the world, eats everything. Trust me, they do. Mm-hmm. All they gotta do is go over there and walk in the jungle.
And they
trap these monkeys. They trap these monkeys in cages. Amen?
Amen.
And they place the bait inside. Door open, bait inside. Because the bait is anything that, of course, the monkey wants. But what happens is it's food or whatever the monkey is attracted to, whatever can get the monkey through the cage. And guess what, y'all? They got monkeys that walk right on up into the cage and the door slams down. They got the monkey. Then there is the smart monkey that never go in the cage. Never go in the cage. But those monkeys end up at the store too. You want to know why? Because they'll stick their hand in through the little bars and they'll grab the bait. You would think a smart monkey, when he would see the trouble's coming, would let the what? Bait go. Oh, but not these monkeys. God has a physical example for just about everything that's going on. They'll hold on to the bait even at the point of getting caught. They will not drop the bait. These monkeys refuse to let it go. They kick and squeal and just keep holding on to the bait, even until a point where they're in the trap themselves and they're in bondage now. As I take my seat, I ask you, don't be offended by what I'm getting ready to say. Are you the devil's movie? Are you there on those sides? Are you holding on to Satan's bait? The bait God has showed us is offensive. They want to come and he wants you to learn how to deal with them. Satan sets his trap and what are you going to do? He's going to use offenses to get you into the trap. Now. Thanks be to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. The door is open. The door is open. You've been released from not being able to get out of the trap. Come on, somebody. He saved you. He sanctified you. He calls you a child of the King. He made you whole again. But guess what? The devil says, I'm still going to let the trap stay here. I know I can't get them in the trap, but maybe I can get them to stick their hand in there and hold on to them. Tell me, am I wrong? How many Christians walking around holding on to the devil? Don't care how he gets you jacked up, how he steals your joy, how he steals your peace, how he steals your perseverance, how he steals your testimony. He just wants you to hold on to the name. Don't be a devil. You must choose to let go and let God. Come on, somebody. Come on. You must choose to let God have his way. Come on, give God glory. You must choose to let God shows you how to let this thing go. You can't do it by yourself. The devil's got some bait for you, and you're going to stick your head in there. And he says, I got it. And don't act like we can't get jacked up in it, because he's been doing it for thousands of years. They had just 11 just Friday night last week in Chicago shoot each other. Won't you tell me you don't know what to do with the bait? Your voice, folks, aborting babies. Almost 60 million of them. And nobody will let go of them. I can go on and on and on. Offenses will come. He's not going to, oh, that bait don't work no more. Here's some fresh bait. This time you and then you're going to see it. Y'all want to start seeing the bait. The question is, are you going to let it go? Thank you, God. Amen.